Upcoming exhibition, Troop Fledermaus and the Carnival at the End of the World, features the work of the collaborative artist duo Kahn and Selesnik, an immersive, intricate, and rich world made from photographs, paintings, sculpture, costumes, props, decks of cards, augury, ceremony, and general madness. The exhibition will be on display January 20th through April 8th, 2018. Visit Art Yard at 62A Trenton Avenue in Frenchtown, New Jersey, Wednesday through Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. To learn more about Art Yard's diverse programming, visit their calendar of events at www.artyard.org.
Well, good morning. The time is exactly 10 a.m. on Monday, December 18th, and you are tuned to WPRB, Princeton, New Jersey. Community-supported independent radio at 103.3 FM or online around the world at www.wprb.com. Welcome to Treasures of Early Music. I am your host, Marvin Rosen, and will be with you today for another hour. Thank you so much for joining me. Just want to let you know that I will be featuring little-known holiday music on Saturday, December 24th, Christmas Eve, between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., and that will be until the beginning of John Solomon's Marathon. This will be a special 12-hour mini-marathon, which will emphasize the music of the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Again, this will be on Christmas Eve between 5 a.m. and 5 p.m. right here on WPRB. Well, today we are focusing, as we did last week, on Christmas music from the medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque periods. Hope you are enjoying today's program. Well, we are going to move on now to a composition of German composer Hieronymus Praetorius, who lived from 1560 until 1629 and spent most of his life in Hamburg. By the way, he was not related to the more well-known Michael Praetorius. We listen now to the Magnificat on the fourth tone as performed by the Cardinal's Music, conducted by Andrew Carwood. Once again, music of Hieronymus Praetorius.
Mon Dieu,
Glorious music of German composer Hieronymus Praetorius, who lived from 1560 until 1629 and was not related to the more well-known Michael Praetorius. Praetorius. You just heard the Magnificat on the fourth tone by Hieronymus Praetorius, as performed by the Cardinal's Music, conducted by Andrew Carwood. That was Pastorale by the Austrian theorist and composer Johann Joseph Fuchs, who lived from around 1660 until 1741. In our performance, you heard members of Bel Arte Salzburg. Coming up will be some French Noëls as well as some English medieval music. For now, though, let's go to a composition by the French late Renaissance composer Claude Lejeune, who lived from around 1530 until 1600, and this is his Magnificat, as performed by members of Le Page and Les Chantres, conducted by Olivier Schnibelli. This is music of Claude Lejeune, and it comes from an Alpha compact disc.
Thank you. Thank you.
Music by the French late Renaissance composer Claude Lejeune, who lived from around 1530 until 1600, and that was his Magnificat, as performed by members of Les Pages and Les Chantres, conducted by Olivier Schnibelli, and that was from an Alpha compact disc. Well, I just want to remind you that the MP3 audio sound files for today's edition of Treasures of Early Music will be posted on my website by this evening. My website address is www.classicaldiscoveries.org, and thank you so much for listening.
Ave Maria Stella.
That was Ave Maria Stella by the late medieval English composer John Dunstable. He lived from around 1390 until 1453, and in our performance you heard members of Qualche Voce. Once again, music of John Dunstable. But we are going to move immediately now to a group of three Noels for organ. These are by French composer Jean-François Dandrieu, who lived from around 1682 until 1738. He was an organist and harpsichordist who in 1721 became organist at the Chapelle Royale. we hear organist André Issois perform these three Noëls by French composer Jean-François Dandrieu. You were just listening to a group of three Noels for organ by French composer Jean-François Dandrieu, who lived from around 1682 until 1738. André Issoire was the organist. We are going to move on now to a selection from the Middle Ages. This is by German composer Heinrich Laufenberg, who lived from around 1390 until 1460. This is titled Gott geb uns allen, and it will be performed by the ensemble Dragma. We listen now to music from the German Middle Ages.
Sehen Hand in fernem Land und wie bekannt.
That was music of the German late medieval composer Heinrich Lauffenberg, who lived from around 1390 until 1460, and that was his song Gott geb uns allen, and it was performed by the ensemble Dragma. It is 10:50, and we are going to go immediately now to the setting of Jubilate Deo by Giovanni Martino Cesare, who was an instrumentalist at the court of Munich during the first half of the 17th century. In our performance, we hear members of Les Sacboutiers de Toulouse, along with a small vocal ensemble. Music of Giovanni Martino Cesare, this is his Jubilate Deo.
Jubilate Deo omnis tempore.
That was Jubilate Deo by Giovanni Martina Cesari, as performed by members of Les Sacboutiers de Toulouse, along with a small vocal ensemble. Well, I would like you to know that you can visit my website if you want more detailed information about any of the selections played today on Treasures of Early Music. The address of my site is www.classicaldiscoveries.org. The detailed playlist, as well as the MP3 audio sound files for today's program, will be posted on my website by this evening. Also, if you have any comments or questions, feel free to email me directly at MarvinRosen@ClassicalDiscoveries.org. Again, that's MarvinRosen@ClassicalDiscoveries.org. Well, you have been listening to Treasures of Early Music with your host, Marvin Rosen. I will be back on Wednesday morning for Classical Discoveries. The program airs from 5:30 until 11 a.m. And on Wednesday, I will present my annual program, Christmas Around the World, and do hope you can join me for that. Dan Buskirk is coming up right at 11 in just a few minutes from now. I am going to sign off today's edition of Treasures of Early Music with the very beautiful setting of Omanium Mysterium by Tomas Luis de Victoria, as performed by the Sistine Chapel Choir, conducted by Massimo Palombella. We listen now to Omanium Mysterium by Tomas Luis de Victoria. Thank you so much for joining me. Have a great day, and I will be back Wednesday morning at 5:30 for Classical Discoveries.
Mr. Leon, so come here, so come.